Today's recording is sponsored in honor of the 30th birthday of Sarah Isaac. May she have a year, another decade, and a life full of success in all things physical and spiritual, and especially to see how those are won by her husband, Zev Isaac. Usually, as we proceed through life, we always like to imagine ourselves as holding the steering wheel of the car of our lives. We like to imagine that we're in control of our life. We are believing Jews, so of course we believe that God is our co-pilot, or as the saying goes, God helps those that help themselves. And we imagine that to mean that really we're helping ourselves, we're holding the steering wheel, and Hashem is helping us. Hashem is our co-pilot. But then sometimes things happen in life where, to quote Fantine, it all goes wrong and everything falls apart, and all of a sudden sometimes we find ourselves in a circumstance or a situation where we have absolutely no idea how to help ourselves, how to get out of the difficult thing that we've encountered, how to be able to somehow illuminate a horrible darkness we've fallen into. Sometimes in life, we come to a situation where we realize that there is absolutely no way we could help ourselves. We have no idea how to proceed, and then we look up to God for help. But what we have to understand is that those times in life have to teach us how we should always be feeling in life. That the truth of our lives really is that Hashem is the pilot. He is holding the steering wheel. And the real meaning of God helps those that help themselves is that when we help ourselves, it's God helping us. Our helping ourselves is the conduit through which God is helping us. And the ultimate truth is, the more that we're able to come to a state where we know that in front of God, we are like fools, like children, Hashem will bring more light and salvation into our lives. When it comes to God, it's not a weakness to feel like a fool. It's a strength. It's the ultimate strength. The more that we feel like a fool, like a child, and we just let God run things, the more we will have salvation and light and goodness in our lives. And that is the secret of what the Pasuk says in Mishle, the verse that I texted, Ki Hashem yiyeh bekislecha. The Lord will be your confidence, and He will keep your foot from being caught. Now, the word for confidence, for trust, Hashem yiyeh bekislecha, the Medrash, the sages teach, Dvarim she'ata ksil behem, things in regard to which you are a fool. In Hebrew, the word ksil, fool, has the same root as the word for confidence, kislecha. And that's what the Medrash is saying, that the more you feel like a fool, not just like we learned yesterday when it comes to one's belief in God, one's feeling of God, one's consciousness and awareness of God, that of course one has to be like a fool because our mind can't grasp God at all, but also, and sometimes even more, when it comes to our lives, to practical, mundane matters, and simply figuring out what to do in life, the more we're a ksil, a fool, the more we could have confidence, kislecha, in God. And as the holy Alexander Rebbe the Yismach Yisrael explains, that's the secret of the month of Kislev. The month of Kislev has the same letters as confidence and fool, because the secret of the victory of Matisyahu and his children, the Maccabees, they had absolutely no way to get out of the bondage and the servitude that the Greek Seleucids were having over them. There was no way for them to win the war. There was no logical, intellectual explanation or possible way for them to get out of the darkness they were in. And they had emuna. They had just complete trust in God, like fools. Kislev, ksil, like fools. Hashem yeh bekislecha. Hashem becomes our confidence. The more you feel like a fool. You ever were jealous of a child? You ever look at a child that like has no care in the world? He just knows that like he's going to get dinner, he's going to get food on his plate, he's always going to have enough money and clothing. Well, I mean, these days there are less and less children that have those type of lives. But when you do see a child that's a well taken care of child in a functional family with no problems, if that still exists anywhere. So you're jealous of that child that has like not a care in the world. The Alexander Rebbe says the more that you feel like that child, the more that you feel confident in Hashem's salvation, then no matter what the darkness is, Hashem will bring the light. That's the secret of Kislev. Hashem will bring the salvation. And the Alexander Rebbe continues that the same applies when a person falls in darkness of sins, of impurity, and he especially mentions Pagama Bris. He says, and that's the deeper meaning of he will keep your foot from being caught, those sins. When it comes to sin, sometimes we fall so deeply into sin that we have no idea how to get out of it. But if we just believe in Hashem and trust in God that He will never forsake our souls and He will always bring us salvation, that belief, that trust itself, that knowing that God is the ultimate pilot, and we might feel like our hands are on the steering wheel, and in life we have to try to keep our hands on the steering wheel, but it's God's hands through ours. The more we feel that, the more there becomes light in our lives. I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, God works in mysterious ways. The source of that phrase is from the following poem by William Cowper, a poem called Light Shining Out of Darkness, very appropriate for Kislev. God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable mines of never-failing skill, He treasures up His bright designs and works His sovereign will. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind a frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan His work in vain. God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain. May we see God's smiling face through every darkness by realizing always that His ways are mysterious, but that's the beauty of living with God.